Welcome to Careers in Care, a Mount Carmel College of Nursing podcast. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Today, Kate Kindy, Nurse Residency Program Coordinator, joins us to talk about thriving as a new nurse inside the nurse residency experience. Thank you so much for joining us, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
Kate, can you share your journey from the second degree accelerated program at Mount Carmel College of Nursing to becoming the nurse residency program coordinator? How'd that go?
Absolutely. So when you're 17, 18 years old and you're trying to make a huge decision for a career for the rest of your life, it can be sort of tough. And I was between education and nursing. So my grandmother was a nurse and my mom was an educator, and I love both topics very much. So when I graduated, I decided to pursue education. I went to Bowling Green State University and got my bachelor's in physical education. Absolutely loved it. Loved being a phys ed teacher and still feel like it's part of me. And then I went and moved to South Carolina and I taught elementary PE. Really enjoyed that experience. And then moved back to Ohio and found that there was a program at their second degree accelerated where you could get your nursing bachelor's in a short period of time. And I thought this was my opportunity. I could really pursue being a nurse. Very excited about it. And so then I started taking prereqs and then I applied for the Mount Carmel second degree program and luckily got in. So I did that in 13 months. And I think that's definitely helped me develop to be the nurse that I am now, because I had to learn organizational skills early in the game and become very disciplined. And then after I graduated with my degree from Mount Carmel, I started working at Mount Carmel East on the Neuro Intermediate Unit and had a friend, coworker of mine that was a clinical instructor. And sort of earlier in my career, I've been practicing for about 2 years, and I thought someday I want to do that. That seems really interesting. And then not much after that, I had talked to her about it. She said, there is actually an opportunity where they're looking for a clinical instructor. You should go for it. I thought it seemed way too soon, but I did go ahead and interview and I did get the position and started teaching at Mount Carmel with clinical and really enjoyed it. So I was working on the floor and teaching clinical. And then that following year after that, I transitioned full time to Mount Carmel College of Nursing with the traditional program. And then I actually went full circle and started teaching clinicals with the SDAP program as well. And then started transitioning to be the lab coordinator, which was very passionate about, loved working with the nursing students in the lab, and then did some didactics where I taught some senior level courses and sort of dabbled with all the different clinicals throughout sophomore to senior year. It was just really a phenomenal experience. And while I was teaching clinical at St. Anne's, I had started to build really good relationships and found that the nurses were starting to ask me questions too, in addition to the students, and thought this would be really neat to work with new nurses, with seasoned nurses. And I had built a great relationship with the manager, and she reached out to me and said that her educator was moving into something different, and if I was interested to be a clinical educator at St. Anne's. So then I took on that opportunity, and I was a clinical educator in the acute care setting for about 5 years. Wanted to learn more about orthopedics, and so I transitioned to the clinical educator position at New Albany, which was really amazing because it's a little bit more autonomous there. And so we had to get creative on creating alerts and processes and really diving in with education, not only with nursing, but the other multidisciplinary team members. And then about 2.5 years ago is when I transitioned to the nurse residency program coordinator. I got
wow,
here today.
That's a lot. It sounds like it was meant to be.
Thank you. Yes.
What do you wish you had known as a nursing student, especially in an accelerated program, that today's students should hear? Maybe one or two things.
So you learn so much so quickly, and it's impossible to know everything in healthcare, especially as a nurse, because it's ever evolving, changing, progressing. I think it's learning your priorities. What is time sensitive? What needs to happen right now, and what can be maybe shifted for a little bit later on in your assignment, in your day. So I know that's sort of a skill to learn, but it's sort of watching, observing, and then having those clinical inquiry to ask those questions maybe with your instructor, or if you're new on the floor, your preceptor, and then really building connections with mentors on the unit too. I maybe have three or four things I have to do right now. How do I prioritize what I need to do first?
And what are some of the biggest challenges new nurses face during their transition into practice? And how does the residency program help prepare them? Because you mentioned you had to get organized early on.
Yes. And I think continuing that on, I think another thing, Maggie, is communication. Because we live in such a technology heavy world, I think sometimes communication doesn't come as naturally to everyone. And also just collaboration. We're constantly having to wear a lot of hats as nurses. And it's learning to find your voice, to speak up, and connect with those resources. So don't be afraid to communicate, to ask those questions, to activate your chain of command. It's impossible for me to know everything that I need to know, but who can I talk to help get the support that I need if there's patient needs that aren't being addressed?
And from your perspective, Kate, what makes the Mount Carmel Nurse Residency Program unique or especially effective for new graduate nurses?
So feedback that I received when I took on this role was our nurses, we want to teach them how to be professional nurses, but they also want the opportunity to connect with their specialty. So something I've worked really, really hard on is having specialty specific in what we call small groups. So when we meet in nurse residency, we're together for 4 hours. And about half of that, we have presenters, we have different engaging activities with the, what we say, large group, where all of our different departments work together, learn together. And then we break off into a small group where we have small group facilitators that are specialists and expertise in that area that have been practicing nursing for some time. And so if, Maggie, you were an ED nurse or you were a perinatal nurse, you're going to get to meet nurses from all of the 5 different hospitals. And we even have some of our freestanding EDs that come in. You'll connect with them. You'll share stories, experiences. And then the large topics that we talk about in large group, they get to specialize and hone in on that specialty in their small group. So that is one thing that I think is very unique to Mount Carmel and something we work really, really hard. And another thing that we do is a lot of facilitator development. So if you're a bedside nurse, you're very passionate on professional development, giving back to that next generation. I've been connecting with a lot of those nurses and then trying to help them be facilitators too. So opportunities for them as well. And I think it's those connections that they make to support one another during small group.
You've helped develop several educational initiatives. Would you please talk about maybe a specific project or a moment that made you especially proud as an educator? Something that stands out in your memory?
Yeah, absolutely. So a really big one that I helped with a couple of years ago was our insulin conversion project. So we went from, if people are familiar, insulin pens, we used to have them in every room. They were just in their box. We've transitioned a lot to a centralized medication station called Apixis. And so it was a big, big transition culture shift for our nurses because now we have multi-dose insulin in the Apixis. So they had to go in, pull out the insulin, know what glucose they had, draw up the medication, appropriately label the medication. And then we also had new needles too. So they had to learn how to utilize the needle, activate the safety guard so they're not accidentally sticking themselves. And so we had time where we were able to build electronic and HealthStream education. And then I also recruited champions, or we called super users or nurse champions on each unit. Then that we trained those champions, and then those champions were responsible for also help demoing and checking off every single nurse on that unit, no matter where department they were, to make sure that they knew how to draw out the medication, how to use the needle, and how to activate the safety guard to avoid colleague injury. So that was a really neat initiative. We really pulled together, and I felt really proud of the work that we accomplished with that big transition.
That's amazing. What skills or habits do you see in new nurses who thrive during their residency year?
Eagerness, openness to learning, asking the questions. I love it to see when we're authentic and maybe we're getting frustrated or even the conversation gets a little bit heated because you can see the passion that they have to do the right thing for our patients, patient-centered care, asking those clinical questions. I think that that is really what shines a strong, passionate nurse. Also being open to feedback. Maybe you have one opinion and I have a different opinion. Let's talk about it and see what's the in-between and what's best practice.
And you've worked in education across academic and clinical settings. How do those experiences shape the way you support new graduates now?
They've made me a lot more patient. I think when you come straight from the bedside, you're very rigorous. You're very tight on your timelines. So when I transitioned back to academia and working with nursing students and then doing a lot of onboarding with new nurses, I've really stepped back and tried to be a lot more patient, understanding, flexible, and trying to be a lot more compassionate to that new learner. And then also trying to relay that to our experienced staff, because sometimes it's easy to forget how difficult it can be as a new practicing nurse.
You're so right. It's hard to go back to that because you've had so many years in it. Healthcare is constantly evolving. What changes in nursing education or practice do you think future nurses should be preparing for?
One thing that we've been talking a lot about is just confidence in your communication, and we call SBAR, which is your situation, background assessment, and your recommendation. And I think it can be a little bit scary and overwhelming as a new nurse if you're calling a provider and not only giving them the situation, but then you're also giving them recommendations. That can be a little bit scary and intimidating at times. So it's being confident in your assessment, trusting your intuition, because intuition as a nurse is a very real thing, that gut feeling. So talking with your team members, collaborating and figuring out maybe you don't know the answer, but you know something else needs to happen. Communicating, collaborating with those team members and not backing down. And then also, once you have something, if you don't know what it is, research it. So that was one thing I definitely learned really early in my career as a second degree student. I went through clinicals very quickly. There were a lot of things that I had no exposure to, policies that I had never read before. So it's reading them. But as a nurse, sometimes you can read policies and procedures and still not quite understand what you have to do. So finding someone that will be patient enough with you to go over it, make sure you comprehend what you need to do, and then be able to apply it appropriately at that bedside.
If you could give one piece of advice to someone about to start their nursing career, what would it be?
Take the time to reflect for yourself. So once you finish your shift or even within your shift, we are so busy. Try to not get hung up on the task. Take time to reflect on what have you done, what needs to be done, and what do you need to keep working on? Do it independently, and then also debrief with your preceptor each shift. And if it was such a busy shift, make sure you're doing it at least weekly. My other advice to you is make obtainable goals. Take the time to write down those goals and make them realistic. Make goals that you know if you put in that effort, you can work towards at the end of the week and then at the end of the month. And it's really amazing to see the progress that you made by the end of orientation at that 6-month mark. And then if you're in the residency program, graduating from the nurse residency program and getting to reflect back on what a lot of people say will be one of the toughest years of your life as a new nurse, and being really proud of all the accomplishments that you made.
All very useful advice. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise today, Kate.
Thank you.
Again, that's Kate Kindy. Learn more about Mount Carmel College of Nursing at mccn.edu. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening to Careers in Care, a Mount Carmel College of Nursing podcast.